Space Cowboy Books presents Simultaneous Times, a science and speculative fiction podcast. Short stories to stir the imagination by contemporary authors.
Dry Run by Eric Fomley, with music by Fall Precautions, read by Jean-Paul Garnier. But why? Kyla asks. Her voice is a broken whisper. I thought you loved me. I grit my teeth and swallow hard, trying to dislodge the stone in my throat. I watch the stars streak past the viewport window and take a shuddering breath. The transport shuttle is a good option. Having it to ourselves with an AI pilot gives us all the time and privacy we need. But no matter which way I ease into it, the conversation never gets easier. I do love you, I say. We're just headed in two different directions with our careers. Between your studies with Starfold technology and my medical pursuits, we'll never see each other as it is, Kai. She sniffs, tears streak down her cheeks. I thought you were willing to push through the academy with me. I thought our relationship was strong enough for that. Are you seeing someone? No, of course not, I say. I can't believe she would think that. I just know that when we do graduate from the academy, we have no idea where the corps will assign us. There's thousands of ships in the fleet, and we can't keep pretending we'll get assigned to the same vessel, or that they'll care if we request joint assignment. We're only soldiers, pawns in their eyes. I worry the pain we feel now will only be worse if we wait. The look on her face shreds my heart. For a moment, I want to forget what I said and hold her, even though I know what I need to do for both myself and our happiness in the long run. I reach over and grab her limp hand and give it a squeeze. She doesn't squeeze mine back. You're not willing to have a distance relationship with me? She asks. Her voice quivers. I think you and I both know that won't work. To be far away from each other for years on end, with no real chance of our lives lining up or even being in the same sector, I'd never see you. As much as I think we could talk every night and spend time together that way, when would I ever get to spend time in your arms or kiss you? That's a tough ask for both of us. So this is what will make you happy? There's no easy way to answer that. It won't make me happy. I'll spend weeks or months hurting. I love her so much. But it's not fair to either of us to try and make something work when it won't succeed in the long run. I open my mouth to say something to that effect when the door chimes. End program, I say. Kai and the transport shuttle fade into an empty gray hollow room in my apartment. The door slides open and the real Kyla strolls in the room. Hey, I got your message, and I traded shifts in engineering to get 2 hours for us. Wait, what's wrong? My guts roil. My chest is so tight. I close my eyes and suck in a deep breath. There's something we need to talk about. Frogger by Jean-Paul Garnier. Recorded live at Mojave Noir, with music by Red Blue Black Silver and Gabriel Hart.
This story's called Frogger. Does everyone know what a frogger is? A frogger is somebody that lives in your house and you don't know that they live there. Friend told me about this and it kind of creeped me out. It kept looking over my shoulder, so I had to deal with it somehow. Through a crack in the plaster, I watched him jack in. Telltale twitch of the legs as juice surged through the plug in the neck and into the body. Probably 2 hours of free reign. If, that is, this was part of the daily routine and not just some random stop for a quick shop or spank or whatever it is he does in there. I made my way through the crawl space and into the kitchen. Have to eat while you can. I heard him stir and I froze. Was it a short one this time? Nah, just another kick. He must be getting a good jolt in there. Yep, it'll be an hour at least. Looking in two directions, I keep an eye on him in the living room, smear peanut butter on toast. The look on his face when he finds the empty jar is priceless every time. Keep it coming, boy. Food ate, I move into the living room, sit next to him. I need to jack in too. It'll have to wait till he sleeps. Last time I went in too, almost forgot to get out before him. Got lost in Chrissy's dive. Easy to do that, in that shit pit of vipers and pleasure. Chrissy had me all juiced up, blanking hard, eyes all white. Would have spaced too and stayed past my welcome. Saw him come in and bounced in a hurry, still fogged up, but just in time to not have to face him. It'd be like an ugly mirror, scent all familiar, but no face he could place. A ghost riding him somewhere in the back of his mind. An artifact of the cable jacking him in. So he'd think, anyway. Fled quick, too. Got out in time to see him twitch from the fog. Bet he never guessed he had a frogger, but here I am looking for the milk, all lip smack and smug, waiting for my turn on the inside. I worried he'd follow me to Chrissy's, but how could that be? Gotta tell Chrissy to watch out for him. If he echoes, I'm fucked. We're close enough as it is. Can't get too close. If he echoes and we merge, can't go there. I'll be toast. Maybe I gotta find a new place to fog up. Old faves always dying on me. Frogger life, you know. Been thinking on this too long. Back to the wall before he turns. I do love the moments of mobility. Not as good as on the inside, but he does have PB, for now at least. Consider taking the jar with me, but he might forget to get more if it isn't in his face. Reminder of jacked forgetfulness. Hangover's the only thing that returns with you, especially if you've been at Chrissy's. One more spoon and I'm back at the crack, watching out at him, looking for signs of the return. He's all sweat and quiet. Don't know where else he goes, but judging by the beads on his face, he likes it heavy. One of these days he'll stay in. Stop with the rent. On the streets I'll be looking for a new mark. Always takes too long, fog starts lifting and I'm in trouble. Here he comes. Got back in the wall just in time, again. Have to suppress a fit of coughing when I see him. It's been too long since I was in. Sleep, you motherfucker. He won't, though. It'll be hours yet. He heads to the PB, priceless look as he spins the lid back to an almost empty jar. Stands blank in front of the fridge, all sweats, trying to cool off. Sleep, buddy. That'll work. But he doesn't. Goes to the living room again and eyes the jack. Oh, come on already, it's my turn. Knows it's a bad idea and he still does it. Surge is quieter this time as he jacks. No twitch, fog's got him. Fine, you shit, the PB's mine. Gotta stave off the ache somehow. I could sleep standing up if I gotta stay in the wall too long. If he gets stuck on the ride, it's gonna be a long night for me. I join him in the sweats. I creep out again, but maybe he's just in for another sweet taste. If he sleeps on me, I'm fucked. What a waste of end time. Brother, you don't know how good you've got it. Your Frogger shadow can't hold out forever. Hours later, I'm moving past Urgent. He's sleeping on me, hands all dangling, not bothering to wipe anymore. Out as he can be. Gonna have to risk the echo if it goes on. Hours pass. Fuck it, I'm jacking in. He's still on the couch, sweat dripping. He must have found a good place. I'd follow if it weren't for the echo risk. Must be a good one, though. Typically, he drops out 2 hour max. Jitters are coming. I roll him like a sleeping dog. Gotta remember who's fronting the bill. Hard to care at this point. If it's fog, someone's definitely got a new batch. Can almost smell it coming off him. Worth the risk? If he's on one, like I think, he won't be keeping this place for long. Moving anyway. Probably worth it. No place to jack, though. Jitter gets in charge. See ya, Judgment. Sitting down next to him again, almost like the dreaded echo. Hard to care this far out of the inside. Little spasm knocks me back to the room. He's quivering good. Looks good, too. Auxiliary jack in hand. Pause, but the decision is on me. Fog looks too good. In. Down to Chrissy's. Hollers inform me the night's going. Juicers all over, music thump. I fog up. Chrissy's dripping in the good stuff. Clouds come on all sweet and right. My usual hours, but never sitting right next to him all couched up and oblivious. Thick fog. Definitely a new batch. Music morphs into muscle at this stage. Flow, you fucker. Easy to forget the outworld. He walks in. Hard to believe he's walking, even with the sweat. Must juice hard as me. Wouldn't know in the domestic. Fucker walks steady too. Looking at Chrissy, she's got no advice. Wouldn't know anyway. He's all mirror and fear, for me at least. Fog's thick, killing all care. Nod takes the time. I drip back to Chrissy's. He's sitting at my table, hard stare, sweat all beaten. I know you, voice all syrupy smooth. Nope. Trying not to see. Fog's got me locked into the chair as the echo starts chiming, in the bad way. Mouth might as well be all peanut buttered out. Real world spilling. It gets bad. Cascade. Hard to see through the mist, growing all the time. No echo yet. He keeps asking questions. Sweats my answers. No. Sure I don't know you? He must be smelling the echo coming. Paralysis answers. You got a face just like mine. Mirror starts sphering. Not good. If I speak, things get worse. Start sputtering in the bad way. Syllable salad pours out. Two guys, one jack. No bueno. Hurts when the mirror starts circling. He's got nothing but confusion on it. Probably never heard of Froggers. Met one up close. Not good. Bad for both, but he ain't worrying because he don't know. Can't know. Can't tell him either. Words make it worse. But that mirror curving in on me says too late, motherfucker. You... I think he's smelling the PB on me. Confusion thick as the fog, but not feeling good. Starting... He's on me. Or thinks he is. The curve gets worse. Total fold. Not good, but can't put into words. He says something, hears himself, I can't. Don't touch me. He come through now. I'm touching him, but it started. His words find my lips, beads, synchronize. In the wall, I was safe. Now, Chrissy's is burning. Our minds touch the flame, just us. Everyone else fog-jacked, perfectly oblivious.
You...
He mouths the words, peanut butter. Always connecting, but not enough bandwidth.
You...
Coming on strong, the echo. Lifts the fog in a bad way. He jacks out and I'm stuck. My body's all his now, at his mercy. Frog can't hop. Don't know what he sees on the outside, but Chrissy's is a wall of fire. Smoke takes over the fog, I'm coughing. Looking down, I see ribs snapping. He's on to me. Too late to unjack. If only for fog I could deal. Back of the neck stings, hurts, feels pulled. Sphere mirror, an infinity of bad. Inside can't last, but curves forever.
In this episode of Simultaneous Times, you heard Dry Run by Eric Fomley, with music by Fall Precautions, and Frogger by Jean-Paul Garnier, recorded live at Mojave Noir, with music by Red Blue Black Silver and Gabriel Hart. Theme music by Dane Luscombe. Come visit us at our bookstore in Joshua Tree, or online at spacecowboybooks.com. Don't forget to subscribe, and visit us on Instagram and Twitter. We'd love to know what you think of the show.